Well, to news now out of Iraq, that the Iraqi flag is now flying over Ramadi. The Iraqi military saying its forces have liberated that city, a spokesperson calling it an epic victory over ISIS, which took the city west of Baghdad last May. But there are still some pockets of resistance in the capital of Anbar province, and ISIS still controls about a third of Iraq and Syria. So how is the coalition war against the murderous militant group ISIS going? Jim Walsh is here now, security analyst. He's also with MIT's Security Studies Program. We want to get a look back and ahead on security issues at year's end. So, Jim, welcome. Happy holidays.
Good to hear your voice. Greetings from the Volunteer State.
Oh, that's right. You're in Tennessee, right?
You know, where my awesome in-laws live.
Okay. Well, hello to them. But they have to watch you deal with some pretty grim stuff. I mean, you are constantly on top of this. Your thoughts on Ramadi, first of all, how significant is it? And do you believe it, that the Iraqi military might have taken back that city?
I do believe it. I think it's an important development. It is a traditionally a Sunni-controlled area, and that's one reason why it's important, because obviously if the government can win some support of Sunnis in its fight against ISIS or ISIL, that's a major development. But, Robin, this is a conflict that's gone on for years now, and I don't put too much stock in any one victory or in any one defeat. There's still a long road to go, and obviously the ISIL's capital is in the north of Iraq, and they remain there. So this is big, but there's still a road to go here.
Well, and they remain in Syria, of course. So talk about this. The Syrian conflict with ISIS is complicated by the fact that it's a civil war with Syrian rebels and ISIS both trying to oust President Assad. There have been steps this past year towards at least talking about a peace process. What do you think happens in the future? Does a future in Syria have to include Assad?
Well, it's going to include him to some extent. The big debate is whether he's going to agree, and he has not so far in any public pronouncement, whether he's going to agree to step down as part of this process. The Americans and the Russians have been at this a while. It's gone back and forth. The Russians first said that, yes, Assad had to go as, you know, as part of a timetable for a resolution to this, but then they sort of backed away from that. That's the $1,000 question, whether he's going to agree to go. He's made no indication that he will. And then the second stage, Robin, is even if they get an agreement amongst some of the major parties, will everyone put their guns down? Will ISIS, will Al-Qaeda, will the Free Syrian Army all agree to stop fighting? That's a whole second large piece of this that remains unresolved.
What about the overarching war against ISIS? According to a new CNN ORC poll, Americans are now more likely to say that terrorists are winning the war than Americans have been at any point since 9/11. Dispirited is probably not even a word that approaches how people feel about ISIS. The poll says 3/4 of Americans are not satisfied with how the war on terror is going. Now, we just had the San Bernardino attack, of course. But, you know, do you think, is this reality or perception?
Well, you can hardly blame any American for feeling more fearful, but I think a lot of these poll numbers are driven by media coverage of events. You know, there are probably terrible terrorist acts happening by governments, by non-state actors, by terrorist groups that we never hear of. That doesn't mean they aren't a problem, and it doesn't mean just because something's on cable news for 24 hours in a row, it's the most important thing, and they're getting stronger. I think also part of what feeds into the misperception is the brutality of ISIL, right, which it celebrates, these beheadings. I think the beheadings back over a year ago had a real psychological impact on Americans.
But, Jim,
but that doesn't mean that they're taking over the world, but it does feed a perception that they're stronger rather than weaker. The reality of that may be different.
Well, that's what I was going to say. What is the reality? Are they getting stronger?
Well, I think you'd want to use several different measures. You'd want to look at number of recruits, number of attacks they're mounting, the amount of territory they control, their financing. It's not any one thing. It's whether there's infighting within the membership. I think it's very hard to know, but I would say I'd have to offer a rough estimate saying right now they are backpedaling rather than moving forward.
Okay.
Certainly there are more people leaving Syria to get away from them than are coming in to join them, and they've had several setbacks over the past couple of months. But even if things get better, and and I hope that they will, that doesn't mean their terrorist acts won't go away. Remember in Kobani, near the Turkish border, the Kurds took back Kobani, won that victory on the ground, won a military victory, but then ISIS resorted to terrorist attacks afterwards. So there's not a neat bow to be tied off on this thing until the group is finally extinguished.
Jim Walsh, we got a lightning round question for you here. Just one. You have to be real quick on this.
All righty.
Biggest security issue of 2016 that we might not be paying attention to?
All right, here's a sleeper. I think Americans are very safe, but the one I'm going to be watching for that may be a sleeper is Turkey and the Kurds.
Huh.
Turkey's a member of NATO. It's sort of bickering with Russia. It's fighting the Kurds. That could go in a bad direction.
Jim Walsh of the Security Studies Program at MIT, thank you so much.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
You too.